Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
We got a lot of good stuff today. It's the Monica J Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and my brain is literally exploding. I don't even know where to start. Let me start first by saying, I hope you're having a great day. And I will hope you will continue to have a great day. It's gorgeous outside. Blue sky, some white clouds out there. It's gorgeous. It's cold. But other than that, it's gorgeous. I like to stay in touch with so many different people. So remember, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. No dot in there for 99.1. That's a mistake a lot of people make. 991fmtalk.com. And let me tell you, the emails that you send me are my lifeblood, and I appreciate it so much. The information that you help me bring to Northern Nevada. Just like the fact that today is precinct day for Douglas County. Well, actually, it's tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. How convenient is that? Unless you work nights or overnight, which I know some people do. There you have it. Precinct meeting tonight. Somebody was asking me the other day, and I just, Jim DeGraffenreid, if you're listening, please call in, because I know that I will probably, I don't know, not make it as important as people should understand. So your precinct meeting is very important because of the fact, even though it's not a caucus, like we're seeing the debacle in Iowa and I hope New Hampshire and I hope here in Nevada for the Democrats, we're not having a presidential caucus this year because we have an amazing president and the Nevada GOP is standing behind him. And so he has all of our Republican delegates. But it goes further than that. It's not just about who the state is going to vote for president. It is about what your county platform will be. It is about what the state platform will be. It is about either yourself or the neighbors that you choose to represent you at the county convention, at the state convention. And not only during the conventions, but throughout the year. Somebody gets onto the central committee and decides, well, you know, I've been talking to a few of my neighbors. And we just don't like what, you know, so-and-so is doing, and we want to make sure that the platform is based on unity. We want to make sure that there's bipartisan thoughts all the way down the line. You know, we want to give as much money to education as we can, because that's what's going to fix it. We want to, you know, we want to. Or as a better example, we're going to be pro-choice now. for the entire Nevada platform. Did you agree to that? Is that something that you want? Or did somebody take it upon themselves to do that? If you don't be involved with your honesty, your values, then that's what could happen. People say that they have your voice, they're representing you, but they have no clue as to what they're saying. How does this happen? Well, we have this thing called rhinos. And you have to understand how they're created. People move here from liberal states. California, Oregon, Washington State. They move to Nevada because, well, they don't want to have crap maps. They don't want to step over needles or walk through an area where now when they get to work, they have typhus. They don't like the lawlessness. So let's move to Nevada. That's a nice place. But what happens when they get tired of what they've created? They bring it with them. Isn't that great? They bring their ideas. They bring their mindsets. And what do? They want to get involved. And they think, you know what? Let's just get into the Republican Party. And if you don't think people don't do that, then you really don't know who you're dealing with. Plus, there are people who are just so middle of the road, they don't know which party they should belong to. And so what happens? They start to appease people. Have them thinking the way they do. Oh, we can work with this. We can work with Democrats. We have to be open to everybody. No, we don't. We can stand on a Republican platform of self-reliance, of accountability, of less government, of pro-life. These things are attainable if we stick together and we know who is representing us. And that is at the basic level. That is in your county party. That is in the state party. That is on the central committee. The only way, well, just found out it's not the only way, because those in each county can just, you know, they don't have enough members. They can come up with ways for you to be a part of it. But why not do it the legitimate way, the way that it should be done? Go to your precinct meeting. Douglas County, tonight, 7 to 9. probably the number one question I get is, how do I get involved? I'm tired of this. I want my voice to be heard. Well, there you have it. You go to the precinct meeting. It all starts there. And then you'll see how everything is put together. Ask questions. So important to ask questions. I've got some questions for a gentleman at Safari Club International who's just having a great time mingling and looking at all the cool things. And we'll check in with Jerry Evans after we take a quick break. But I want you to think about this seriously. When you have to ask a question like, where do I start? That's the answer right there. Get involved on your county level. And then look at the clubs that are in your county. Some counties have multiple clubs, some for women, some for men, but they really are for each other. If you're a man, you can join the Mount Rose Republican Women's Club. You don't get a vote and stuff, but you can be a member of the club. Same thing with the Sparks Women's Club. It's just the way that we do things. But to be involved means to go to the get-togethers. My favorite get-together throughout the entire year is the Lincoln Day dinners. Douglas County even taking it a step further and making it the Douglas Reagan dinner, which, by the way, is not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday. Carson Valley Inn. And a great speaker and a wonderful man who we need to support and help raise his voice. David Harris Jr. is one of the biggest voices in Blexit from the start and to now. Helping people in the Black community understand that you don't have to be a Democrat. You just have to be willing to take the slings and arrow from the Democrat Party. But you don't have to be a Democrat. You can vote for whoever you want. You can believe in what you believe in. And if that means being self-reliant, not having a government that controls you by, well, you know, giving you everything, your phone, your house, your money, your food stamps. How dare the Democrats want to keep people down so badly that during the State of the Union address, they wouldn't even acknowledge the fact that not only Black Americans, but all Americans don't need food stamps anymore. And they're off the food stamp rolls. They're off the dole. But you can see why that actually upsets Democrats. Because that means people are being self-sufficient, self-reliant, and they don't need the government anymore. It's a beautiful thing to be proud of yourself, to be proud of your achievements, and to be proud of the work that you do. Unless you're a part of the Democrat Party that just wants to literally keep people down. 884-9910, that's the number to call if you'd like to get something in on the air today. What do you think about our poll question? log on 991fmtalk.com. It's right there on the front page for you. Do you think Nancy Pelosi should be punished for tearing up the State of the Union? What do you think? Do you think she should be punished? Yesterday's poll question, will Trump mention the impeachment in the State of the Union address? 31% said no. 69% said yes of those participating. Wrong. He didn't do it. He had other things on his mind. He had the country on his mind, and he was not going to be self-serving on that platform, which should tell you a lot, because the Democrats were as self-serving as could be. We'll be back after this, and we'll check in with Jerry Evans live from Safari Club International coming up on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica J Show, and we are out and about. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. He is the man on the scene of Safari Club International, also a past participant in the whole board thing. I can't remember. I have to get the story from him. I don't know. Jerry Evans joins us from the convention center today. Weren't you actually a part of the upper echelon of Safari Club International at one time?
Oh God, no! I was in charge of dumping the trash in the offices. I took out the trash.
Well,
no, I never
you
in the upper
the...
echelon. So what I did was basically I did a radio show that was syndicated. I don't think we got any further east than Kansas, but there was a big station in Kansas that carried the show. It was a once-a-week, one-hour show, and it was on hunting. And for me, it was a great education. There's a whole lot you can learn if you want to learn. And so anyway, I talked to just about every wildlife department in every state. And back then, it's funny, I was just talking to Wade Lemon Hunting, who I hunted with in Utah last year in September. And we were talking about the wolf situation because there's a anti-hunting group, an animal torturer group that wants to introduce wolves into Utah, and that's going to be a ballot initiative coming up. And so we're going to be talking to somebody that is fighting against that here next year. So anyway, I looked at that as a great education for me, and learned a lot about it, and met a lot of interesting people, and had a good time doing it. But never in the upper echelon,
can do
just a radio dude.
And people can do exactly that, meet a lot of interesting people and see a lot of interesting things today.
Today, yes, or tomorrow for even less money. First of all, let me tell you, it's $65 a year to be a member of Safari Club International. If you don't know what it does, and it isn't just African safaris, they are specifically a conservation group, meaning to make sure that the species is healthy, vibrant, continues to grow, and that habitat can grow, and on and on and on, and to protect the freedom to hunt. Because, as I mentioned about the wolves, the people that want to introduce wolves are anti-hunters. Wolves decimate populations. Wolves are a beautiful creature. I can remember hearing them howl throughout the night in Idaho years and years ago. It's a really cool thing to be out in the woods and to hear a wolf howl, but you have to manage the population. And without me going into great detail and turning this into the Monica J. Hunting Show, it's a species that has to be managed. And the difference between a wolf and most predators is wolves kill to kill. Period. Yes, they eat, but they are a very wasteful predator that will kill just to kill. I can give you example after example. John Conan, Dillon, Montana, 121 sheep killed. A pack of 21 wolves, do you think they're going to eat 121 sheep? No. But anyway, I won't go too far. Let me get back to the basics of Safari Club International. They're here for the last year, for a couple of years at least. Then they go to Vegas, possibly word of them going to Phoenix. But you have a great opportunity tomorrow and Saturday. If you have a valid Nevada hunting or fishing license, you can get in for just $35. Hopefully, you go up to the chapter services desk and join for just $65 a year. You'll be doing something good, even if you don't hunt or fish. There are a lot of people that don't hunt or fish, but they just don't like the libs and the lefties and the animal torturers telling them that they can't hunt and destroying a species just so they can't be hunted. So join if you can, but certainly take advantage of that $35 offer, both Friday and Saturday. And by the way, today, I think it's at 3 o'clock, Monica. Remember that film we talked about that was played down in Carson City, Horse Rich, Dirt Poor?
Yes,
or vice
yes,
versa.
Yes.
He's here today as well, because we were talking about that situation too, and what the wild horses, without controlling that population, is doing to the habitat for sage grouse and other species, including elk and deer and everything else. So do come by and visit today if you can. We're right on Concourse A, but tomorrow and Saturday, again, take advantage of that $35 offer this year at Safari Club International's 48th Annual Ultimate Hunters Marketplace.
And make sure you find
Thank
Jerry
you,
and shake the hand of the man and the family who continues to bring you live and local FM talk. This just doesn't get any more local than this. Thanks, Jerry. We'll check back with you in about 15, 20 minutes. But stick around, because in the next half hour after our Fox News radio break here, we're going to bring you the Consulate of Mexico here in Reno. Are you ready for that? Yeah, my reaction too. So stick around. We'll be right back after this on the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. And also 92.3. I'm learning how to say this. Yerington. And not stressing out the year. I've been corrected by more than just Jerry now. So when Jerry corrects me, I have to think about it for a minute. But when other people start coming forward, then you know. Since I've been spending more time there, having a great time at the Lyon County Republican Lincoln Day dinner the other night. That was awesome. Went over in Pioneer Crossing. Delicious dinner. But let me tell you, the highlight of this week was the State of the Union address. Nancy Pelosi accusing the president, or saying that he looks sedated. You know, if anybody should know about how it looks to be and how it feels to be sedated, it should be Nancy Pelosi. But we have a poll question for you today at 991fmtalk.com. Do you think that Nancy Pelosi should be punished for tearing up the State of the Union? I know. Why would that be a question? Because I want to read you something from Cornell Law School. Straight out of the U.S. Code. And then you can decide if we keep playing this game back and forth, or we put a stop to it and show what real crimes against the law are. Whoever willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, or destroys, or attempts to do so, or with the intent to do so, takes and carries away any record, proceeding, map, book, paper, document, or other thing filed or deposited with any clerk or officer of any court of the United States or in any public office or with any judicial or public officer of the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. Whoever having the custody of any such record, proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or other thing, willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. And this is Section B. Forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States as used in this subsection. And term office does not include the office held by any person as a retired officer of the armed forces of the United States. This is the thing. This is with law. This is with the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, even the Federalist Papers, even the Bible. It all boils down to interpretation. What is your interpretation? My interpretation is that she had an official document in her hand as Speaker of the House. She destroyed it. She destroyed it on national TV. So what do you think? Log on. 991fmtalk.com. I know. I teased you. Get to the consulate. So I got an email this morning. I even had to have it checked out by my computer guy because I wasn't quite sure. I wasn't going to mention this or click on any buttons if this was just clickbait. Bring consulate to Northern Nevada to the president of Mexico and the Mexican foreign minister with the due respect they deserve. We, the eligible voters below signatories of the cities, counties, and rural areas of Northern Nevada, we present the following petition in order to realize the yearning and the need of the compatriots resident in the area to bring and build a consulate of Mexico in Northern Nevada that provides consular services to Mexicans residing in the aforementioned area and nearby cities. To succeed with this request, we need to reach our minimum objective of 50,000 electronic signatures before we can send this request. So I thought to myself, well, that's got to be clickbait. That's got to be something weird going on. No. No, it's a group here in Northern Nevada. La Voz, newspaperreno.com. La Voz, who is trying to do this. And I thought to myself, why do they need a consulate here? And then I started thinking, do we have consulates in Nevada? Yeah, we do. We have an honorary consulate of the Federal Republic of Germany, Romania, Mexico, El Salvador, Austria, the Czech Republic, Poland, Monaco. They're all in Las Vegas. But it's not enough to have a consulate for Mexico in Las Vegas. They want one here in Northern Nevada. You know, Las Vegas, where it's already a sanctuary city, where the governor resides, who wants to, well, make Nevada a sanctuary state for people who have entered this country illegally and continue to commit illegal acts. Now, we have a very large population here in Nevada that is Hispanic. But when you talk to a lot of them, I'm not going to say I've spoken with every single one, but when you talk to a lot of them, they don't need a Mexican consulate here because they are Americans. They came to this country legally, even illegally a while back. And they created a life for themselves away from, well, away from a land, a country, a world that they didn't want to be a part of anymore because it was so overrun with drugs. How many kids did we just lose to drugs? Our population here is just a little under 30% for the state. We've got about 24% here in Washoe County. Talk to the people who immigrated to this country legally and find out for yourself why they came here and how they truly feel about people who come into this country illegally and expect to just become a resident, somebody receiving benefits. Because there are people who worked hard to save money, who went through a process to come to the United States to be an American, to raise a family and hold an American dream dear, to have a business, to have a home, to send their kids to college, and hopefully not have them deal with the things that they had to deal with. You know, things like cartels. Things like good people being murdered in the streets, being dumped in the desert. But we do have people that come here illegally that murder good people from Gardnerville, murder good people from South Reno. That's just the same person. Murder friends and family by bringing in the drugs that we so desperately need to get out of this country, the cocaine, the heroin, the things that we see along the Truckee River. when do you stand up and start using your voice? It's called Election Day. And it's called the same people who keep serving in office, who just use it as a stepping stone to go to higher office. I don't know if they're narcissists. I don't know if they believe in the community. I don't know what they're thinking. But we are not changing for the better, in my opinion. Again, it's a talk show. It's opinions. 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
Yeah, with your calls at 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with John. Hi, John. You have experiences with the Mexican consulate in California?
Yeah, in Fresno, California. The Mexican consulate is basically kind of a support group for La Raza and the other illegal outfits that operate against the United States. And they always provide information on how to get on welfare and how to get food stamps and all the rest of that stuff. We really don't need that element here. I can see where it would fit in the Las Vegas, but beyond that, no, I don't think we need it at all. There's enough nice Hispanic people here in this community. They need to stand up and fight against it, too, because they're going to suffer if these people get in here. By the way, just a bit of information, the telephone number for ICE, Department of Homeland Security, is 866-347-2423. And if you see something kind of funky going on, some of the neighborhoods, drug stuff and stuff like that going on, give them a call besides the local police department and see if we can't get some action going there.
John, you're the best. Thank you so much. Email me that phone number so I have it so I can put it on my website too. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Appreciate it so much. You know, another John got an email from him. That administrative code was created for kids burning their draft codes. I just read you off a code from Cornell University or Cornell Law School about what Nancy Pelosi did. Said that administration code was created for kids burning their draft cards. I said, well, let's use it for something else. If it's in there, let's use it. Log on and answer today's poll question. Let's head on over to the convention center, the Reno Sparks Visitors Authority, RSCVA Convention Center, and check in with our very own Jerry Evans, who is just being a great ambassador for all of Northern Nevada at Safari Club International, who, by the way, last year, this year, for a couple of years at least, so they can bring this amazing show to other locations. So what's going on, Mr. Evans? Do I not have Jerry? He stepped away from the microphone. That's what happens when you put someone like Jerry in a place like Safari Club International. He can't get enough, and he's off being a great ambassador. So that's okay. We'll let him do that.
That's his outgoing personality.
It's just that, yes, it's that outgoing personality of his, and he's probably just seeing old friends that he hasn't seen in a while. But he's going to bring us the action from Safari Club International. He's going to bring us that pretty much all week, so, or what's left of the week. 884-9910, if you would like to call in today and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Caucus for Douglas County tonight, 7 o'clock. Log on to Douglas GOP for more information on where you can find your caucus site, because it is at different locations. And I'm getting you the full email there, or a full website there. Got to make sure I see the right one. It is douglasgop.org. So just log on there. There's going to be caucus sites at Douglas County Community Center, Topaz Ranch Estates, or commonly known as TRE. Also, Douglas High and Zephyr Cove Elementary. Now, you can't just show up at one of those locations. You have to go to your precinct site. Your precinct site. So again, log on. We'll be back in the next hour. We've got more going on with development and what has been going on along the Truckee River. So it is more than just homeless. Huh. Big report coming out in the local news here. A lot of sex offenders living along the river because, you know, restrictions on where they can live. And see how many homeless fires or vagrancy fires have been dealt with over the last few months, few weeks. This stuff should be scaring you. And I don't mean to scare you. I just want you to wake up.